Senator Andreas Borges is joining us by telephone on this weekend's Motherlode Views, giving us an update from the state capitol issues in Sacramento. Senator Borges, one thing I haven't asked you about is the issue of fire insurance. That's obviously a big issue, especially in the Foothill region here. So, you know, what's your thoughts on that, and are there some actions hopefully on the horizon to address it?
Yes, I'm very excited. I was a supporting vote on what was AB 1816, and what this piece of legislation is doing is making certain that the individuals who have lost their insurance or are on the cusp of losing their insurance, we create an environment where the insurance industry can find its way back into our foothill and mountain areas that are prone to wildfires. And what this 1816 does is that it creates a credit system. So every insurance entity that operates in California pays into a FAIR plan. And I think your residents might, or listeners might know what this is. This essentially is the baseline insurance program that is offered at the state level that everyone pays into so that individuals can have access to insurance on a very temporary basis, even though what we've experienced has been horrific. The tax system is being used to incentivize through credits. So, for example, if you're an insurance carrier and you don't want to maintain a presence in fire-prone areas, the state of California, through the FAIR system, is going to say, instead of making your mandatory contribution toward the FAIR system, we're going to give you a credit. And that credit is going to incentivize these insurance carriers to hopefully come back into our fire-prone areas and issue policies. The other segment of that legislation is extending the deadline that if individuals are dropped from a carrier, that there's an extended period of time that individuals have to be notified so that they can have the opportunity to look onto the market and find other sources of coverage. So this is a very complex problem. It is a very sophisticated problem, but there are enough folks now that we've seen not only the damage by the fires in the valley, in the foothill mountain communities, but also on the coast and into Northern California and wine country. So now that it has been recognized fully as a California problem, we're getting the traction that we've desperately needed for a long time. It wasn't only a matter of a month or so ago. I was over in Tuolumne and with the California Insurance Commissioner, Ricardo Lara. You were there talking about things that we need to do and things that we have done to educate our folks on the legislative process and the political environment within which we're dealing. So we are taking extraordinary steps, but much more needs to be done, I'll tell you that.
You know, I want to ask you, too, you mentioned earlier in the show that you're going to be in Tuolumne and Calaveras, I think you said in a few weeks. What are you going to be doing when you're up here?
So I'm doing another district tour. It is my pleasure to represent Gold Country. It is just fantastic. It's gorgeous. I take my wife and my kids. We've been there, and I've come to meet with folks. In the last 2 years, I've been to Tuolumne, I believe, five times. And so what we're going to do is we are beginning our another round of district tours, October 21 through October 23. I'm going to be over in Tuolumne, Calaveras, Mariposa, that area. We are still making the schedule, but meeting with folks, sheriffs, supervisors, mayors, and as well as folks in business and in education, et cetera, just to make certain that I make myself accessible to folks who don't have the opportunity to go to Sacramento and advocate for their interests or the issues that they're passionate about. It's been something that I've always cared about, whether it was at the local level or at the county level and at the state. I always believe that you've got to bring government into the neighborhoods. You've got to bring it into the communities, and this is our way of doing that. We do that with mobile district hours already, multiple times a month. Our local representative is Dana Jorgensen. He's over in Sutter Creek, but it's important that I'm there as well. So I'm looking forward to this district tour in about 3 weeks.
Also want to ask you about education. You mentioned that you have a background as an educator. Anything at the state capitol right now being looked at when it comes to changing education?
Well, I think they're the front and center is the warfare is the war against charter schools. That was pretty intense this legislative cycle. I think a lot of folks do not like charter schools. I happen to champion charter schools. I believe that they can coexist with traditional public schools. But in terms of the foothill and mountain communities, we need to make certain that they are getting their fair share of funding. And I don't think they are. Whether it is the lack of internet service and hardwire infrastructure that these communities need, which they're not getting, or funding for the school system itself, it is imperative that all Valley delegates, all Valley legislators coalesce, because unless we do, nothing will change in Sacramento. We've seen that at the Washington level as well. So I think it's important that we hear from our constituents, the people we represent and we care about. We refine the issue in a way that we can package it in legislation and then build consensus around it and try to sell it through the legislative process. This is the hard work we've chosen to undertake, but we believe we've had some successes this year.
Well, we've got just a minute left on this weekend show. Any closing comments you'd like to make or anything else to add?
No, I'm looking forward to coming back to Gold Country. As I mentioned before, in the last 2 years, I've been there five times. And I think it's important that I maintain that tradition of bringing government into the community and making folks aware of who their Senate representative is. It's not always easy because, you know, I represent a million people spread across 11 counties, but each county is very important to me, and I want to make certain that people feel that they can access me, they can access our team, and the offices that we have. We have four of them. We have Fresno, we have Stanislaus, we got Sutter Creek, and we got Sacramento. So we have a team ready to help and be of help to individuals in our district, and we're just thankful for the opportunity to serve.
Well, Senator Borges, it's been great talking with you this morning. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, BJ. Look forward to the next time.
Again, we thank Senator Andreas Borges for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.